This morning, we welcome from the Tamarack Grief Resource Center of the Flathead. We got the program specialist for the Flathead and counselor, Rick Stern. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah.
So talk with us, first of all, about the Tamarack Grief Resource Center.
So we're a nonprofit grief center. We serve people throughout Montana who are experiencing grief, usually from the death of a loved one. Sometimes other sorts of grief, too, like death of a pet or significant loss in life, like a divorce, separation, loss of a job, things like that.
Grief is one of those things we have to experience, but we don't have to experience it forever.
We sort of do and we sort of don't.
Okay.
The current thinking on grief is that it really does last forever, especially when we're talking about grief that's the result of the death of somebody that we care about. We'll carry that grief forever, but it changes over time, you know, mm-hmm. and the generally is most intense for the first year, couple years.
Yeah.
There's no real good timeline on grief, but now we think about it as actually lasting forever if it's significant enough.
But so what anniversaries and things like that, it comes mm-hmm. up again.
But what is the difference between grief and severe disappointment?
Whoa, that's a pretty philosophical question for early in the morning.
Yeah, a little philosophical boogie-woogie for you.
I think, you know, severe disappointment sounds like it's sort of one emotion that's intense, and mm-hmm. grief is a roller coaster of emotions, okay. often including sadness, sometimes guilt, sometimes feelings of relief, which is something that people don't really want to talk about very much, but often is experienced, especially if we're talking about the death of a loved one who had a prolonged illness, for example. You know, often then there's a sense of relief after that person passes, even though that's not what we want to talk about. So grief is a lot more complicated. I think severe disappointment is intense, but more straightforward, I
would say. All right. That's kind of what I was getting at here, because grief is something that's a phenomenon that we have to work our way through. And eventually, maybe that grief turns into just great memories.
Yeah, that hopefully is a big part of it, right? Mm-hmm. That what we look for in working through grief is the integration into our lives. For a while, our lives might be disrupted. You know, if it's a significant enough relationship and somebody dies, or it's a divorce, for example, that's going to be pretty intense at first, and it's going to be disruptive. And then over time, we find a way to integrate that into our lives and go on with our lives.
So in other words, I'm trying to oversimplify this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, we like to do that as people, simplify things. That helps us make sense of the world, right? But grief can be pretty complicated. And, you know, what's important to know is that it doesn't look the same for mm-hmm. different people. Or even the same person might have very different grief reactions to different deaths in their life, et cetera.
I had a friend who got divorced and started drinking heavily.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that complicates matters, too. But and so all of his friends were being, you know, empathetic and everything, was sympathetic with him. But there's a tendency for those of us not experiencing it to go, yeah, I know, I've heard it, you know.
Get over it.
And they, mm-hmm. yeah, that's the way we want to handle it. But they may not be ready yet.
They might, yeah, probably are not ready to integrate, to move on with their lives. Yeah.
So that's where you guys come in.
Yeah, we help people through that process of figuring out how to move on with your life in a healthy kind of way. You know, not an unhealthy way, like your mm-hmm. story. Obviously, you know, choosing to drink to numb your pain is common, and it's not healthy. The pain doesn't go away. It just gets masked for a little while and then might come back worse, right?
Yeah.
So talk with us about your Grief Matters small group.
Yeah, we have a group that's starting this Thursday, January 9th. It is intended for people who are experiencing intense grief, generally as a result of the loss of a loved one, death of a loved one. We like to keep these groups pretty small. This one we're capping at 6 participants, and we already have a few people signed up. We do have a couple slots still available, and it's a support group. We often find that people find great comfort in being in the company of other people who are experiencing a similar sort of grief, mm-hmm. for example.
So this group is going to begin this Thursday.
This Thursday, yeah, it's going to run for 6 weeks. It's in the evenings from 5:15 to 6:30 in our office in Kalispell. You can find more information on our website, which is tamarackgrc.org, and you can sign up there.
Okay, now, Rick, you say it's a small group, and so it's people that are going through similar circumstances, but you must be leading them, I mean, or else they'd be depressing the heck out of one
That's
another.
Right, that's right. There's myself and one other trained facilitator yeah. that are leading the group. And so it's a combination of processing, but also some grief education, as well as, you know, just sharing our stories.
From the Tamarack Grief Resource Center, we have Rick Stern with us. Rick, what brought you to this organization?
I worked with the director many years ago, 2002, when I was living in Missoula. And when I went into, right now I'm a counseling intern, so I'm finishing up a degree in counseling, and part of that is doing internships. And when I was looking for my first internship about a year ago now, I just sort of put out a call for who has ideas for where I should do this. And I heard from the director, our director, Tina Barrett. She suggested, come intern with Tamarack. And I said, absolutely. I would love to work with Tamarack Grief Resource Center. So
we're looking for six people who are dealing with their grief, who are willing to attend all six meetings. Why is attending all of them so important?
The continuity is important. You build these relationships, and that helps you to open up. You know, it. The first meeting, we do more kind of getting to know you and kind of an overview of what we're going to be covering, and that helps people to kind of ease in, and it takes some time to be comfortable to share your story. In many cases, this is the most difficult thing that people have ever dealt with in their life, and for some people, they're able to talk about it openly right away. And a lot of people need more time, and they need to kind of get the sense that this is a comfortable place to do that. So it takes a couple meetings to do that. And if there's people coming in and out, that disrupts that kind of continuity.
So the idea is for all of us to build ourselves together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In some mm-hmm. cases, we've seen people like build a support network where they might come to a group like this, never having met anybody else there, and then they end up exchanging phone numbers and getting together for lunch and things like that, which is great. Yeah. We love that.
So now you're the lead facilitator, and you'd mentioned another one?
Yeah, the co-facilitator, her name is Lacey Eccles. She's also a counseling intern. She's been a school counselor in Whitefish for many years and decided to shift into mental health counseling. So we are the two Tamarack GRC employees here in the Kalispell office.
Okay, now so you have six meetings and a half dozen people targeted for this. How long are the sessions? What is the commitment like?
Each session is 5:15 to 6:30 in the evening. So
well, that's not bad.
A little over an hour. Yeah.
Now, I jumped to the conclusion, I think you mentioned that you'd have six people in this group and there's six meetings. So we know how many participants in the group and how many spots still available?
There's four people signed up so far, so okay. Two more spots available.
Okay, and if they're interested at this point, what should they do?
Best way is to go to our website, which is tamarackgrc.org. You can go to the calendar, and you'll see on January 9th the group listed. If you click on that, that'll take you to a page where you can sign up or find more information.
Okay, and these people could be experiencing a death of a loved one or job loss or any number of things, correct?
Actually, for this group, it is a death-specific group.
Okay.
Yeah, we find it's important it's hard to mix those things.
Yeah.
In that, you know, somebody who's experienced the death of a loved one might feel like the other people, if there's somebody in the group who is there, say, for a job loss, might not relate quite as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This particular group is specifically for people who are experiencing grief.
I could see where you have peers going, well, that ain't nothing, you know.
Yeah.
So what is the process for registering? They go to the website, first of all?
Yeah, go to the website, and there's a form to fill out, which, you know, just some basic information about who you are and your and the loss that you're experiencing. And then we do a little screening. We'll give you a call once you sign up.
So we need to move on this pretty quickly.
Yeah. If people are interested, they should sign up as soon as possible.
Today would be a good day to do that.
Yes. That would be the best day. Yeah.
Or else you'll have to wait for the procrastination session. That's coming
there
later.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. What other group support services do you have on tap?
We sort of run pretty regular groups. When one group ends, we might have a week or two off and then start another group. We usually alternate this Grief Matters group, which is sort of a general death-related group, with a more specific grief after suicide or other traumatic loss group. So that'll be coming up later in the spring. And then as we get into the nice weather, we start running camps. We have camps for kids, we have camps for families, and other kinds of retreats that we run.
Okay, so somebody can go to the website now and just register what their grief is and be on tap to be contacted by you when the time is appropriate.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. You can also find the contact information for our main office. If you're not sure what kind of grief support would best suit your situation, give us a call and talk to us, and we'll give you some guidance, because we also do individual grief support and grief counseling, and that might be better for some people. Some people want the group kind of situation. Some people prefer a one-on-one, whatever.
Now, you seem pretty knowledgeable on all this stuff. So how much longer are you going to be an intern?
I have one more semester left as an intern, and then I'll be eligible in May to apply for a provisional license.
Okay.
Yeah, as a mental health counselor.
All right. So that's where you're headed.
That's where I'm headed. Yeah.
All right. Gosh, Rick, thank you so much for some great information. We're all going to deal with grief at some point in our lives. The question is, do we recover, and how do we recover?
That's right. Yeah, thanks for having me.